Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. Health, beauty and well-being, and sometimes sex. Listen to Radio Gorgeous every day now. We've all dreamt about waltzing around a ballroom with a partner who literally whisks us off our feet, twirls us around, and we're guided by them in a waltz, ballroom or a tango. Well, this evening the dream has come true for me. I'm here at simplydancingpartners.co.uk in central London, and I've just taken part in a beginner's class with a difference, my own Strictly Dance class with a professional male dancer. Simply Dancing Partner was set up by Jenny Kravitz in 2006, and I'm really happy to have her here with me now. Hi, Jenny, how are you?
Hi, Josephine, I'm fine, thank you.
So this is just the best idea ever. I have just had a professional dance class in, you know, and I felt really comfortable. I came in a little bit wary. I've never done this in my life before, and by the end, the main instructor was saying, "You've done really well tonight. You're really
quite."
We're
actually dancing. When I first looked at you, I could see how scared you were. But by the end of it, you were actually moving beautifully.
Oh, you're so kind. But honestly, that is just. How long was that dancing lesson for?
Whole lesson was an hour and a half. But you did three quarters of an hour foxtrot, and then you did three quarters of an hour cha-cha.
Well, it felt like about half an hour.
Because it does whiz by.
Really
yes.
Quickly. So tell me about the concept, tell me about how it happened, and tell me about you, Jenny.
Well, I always wanted to learn to dance, but I could never find a man to come with me. I was always hoping that one day somebody would hold out their hand to me and say, "I want to go dancing, will you come?" But it never actually happened.
Yeah, like my husband will never come with me, I know that.
Yeah, well, most men in this country don't like dancing, or if they do, they perceive it as being either too girly or too difficult, one or the other, and they just don't want to get involved. So I started watching Strictly Come Dancing in 2005, and I thought, right, if I don't do this now, it's never going to happen, and I really want to do it. So I started looking, I did some research, I went to four different dance schools, and every one of them very confidently said to me, "No problem, of course we've got men to dance with you." Literally translated, that meant we might have one or possibly two men in a class, but there'll be at least 10 of you women, and you'll have to wait in line for these guys to dance with you. They won't know what they're doing because they find it incredibly difficult to actually pick it up. Women take to it much better and more quickly. And it was the most humiliating experience I've ever had in my life.
So it's a long, drawn-out process. There's only a couple of men, there's loads of women, and it's frustrating, and you never get what you want then.
No, you don't, because first of all, you don't get picked, and particularly if you're over a certain age and you're not the thinnest person in the class, you're the last one to be picked to dance. But most of the time, the guys are so incompetent.
Why? Who are they? Not the teacher then?
No. You never get to dance with teachers in a general class. You only get to dance with the other clients.
I see.
And for men, it's particularly hard to be a leader. It's terribly difficult.
So you tell us your brilliant idea and what you've done to turn it on its head, Jenny.
I sat down one day with literally a piece of blank paper, and I said, right, what would I like? I don't mind paying people to partner me maybe at tennis or bridge. These are things I've done in the past. So why don't I pay somebody to come and do a dance class with me? So I started looking around, and I found somebody who had learnt how to dance in his childhood. He was actually a professional dancer, had some spare time, and I said, okay, I'll pay you to come to my dance classes. He was thrilled at the idea of doing it and taking up dancing again. But when I got to the dance class, they said, okay, you've got two people here, you've got to pay for two full courses. And I said, but he already knows how to dance. You've asked me to bring a partner along. Well, if you want him to be able to come, they said, you've got to either pay for two people or let other people dance with him as well.
So that's twice as expensive.
Well, it would have been...
No, three times as expensive, because you're paying them for their time and for their extra course.
Yes, and the worst part of it all was they kept taking him away from me.
Because they wanted to show how to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought, okay, I don't need these people. I'm not frightened of setting up a business. I've done it before. Why don't I set up a class? All I have to do is to find more people like this guy, and some clients, and then they can come and join me.
And a place to do it.
Oh, and a place to do it, yes, of course. So I was very lucky. I went, I found what was originally Holmes Place in Kensington. And at the time, they were very welcoming. Their policy was to have third-party people come in and hire the premises, and they were very happy to promote what we were doing. And it grew very, very quickly, because all I had to do was to say to people, this is what I'm doing, and come and have a look. And it caught on incredibly fast. And here I am, 11 years later, many, many clients later, and it's been a success.
So what happens is like tonight, so I arrived, I'd never, ever, ever done a class like this before. Lovely guy called Byron just took me in his arms and very, very slowly and patiently, because I was giggling at the start, I was stiff, and I was putting too many steps in, and he just slowed me right down and got down to basics and just got me to follow him. And he said, don't worry, I will guide you. And that was the best feeling ever, that you knew that you were in a safe pair of hands.
Well, this is the whole point. Because the concept that I came up with that nobody else has done before, and luckily for me, nobody's done it since, is to actually have a team of professional dancers, so that everybody who comes into the room, all the clients, get to dance with a professional. So nobody dances with an amateur who's also learning. Because if you think about it, you wouldn't go out to learn to drive with somebody who couldn't drive.
What happens if you're really shy and you don't want to do it in a class?
We do private lessons. We have a roaring trade in private lessons.
Where do you do those here as
we
well?
We do some of them here in Seymour Place. We use the YMCA very often. That's up in Tottenham Court Road.
Yes, I know it, yeah.
And we've also got a studio in Battersea, which we use on a regular
basis.
So
there's Tottenham Court Road, Seymour Place, which is just near Marble Arch.
Yeah.
And then there's Battersea, so that's three different locations in London. What sort of people come to the classes? What sort of age group?
Anything from about 40 up to 75 plus. Age is no barrier. And the wonderful thing is that it creates a community. And a lot of clients will say to me, oh, I'm too old. Well, I'm 66.
Wow. Don't look it, don't act it.
Thank you very much. Well, I hope that's always going to be the case. But the guys that work for me are all very young. They started about...
Oh, poor us. We've got to dance with live young men.
Oh, it's dreadful. But they're all good looking as well.
Yeah,
it's really terrible.
And fabulous figures, and they know how to move.
And they know how to dance.
And we can touch them for an hour and a half.
I know. And you can choose. It's like being a kid in a candy store. I mean, it'll never happen to you in any other environment that you can actually go in and say, I think I'll dance with that one now. Oh no, I think I want to dance with that one. And you've actually got a choice. And what I've found is that even though there's a big disparity with the ages between some of the clients and some of the partners, it never matters.
Nobody minds. I didn't care tonight at all.
Don't either, you know. And they don't treat this as a job. They treat this as a pleasure. They actually fight over the places. If I don't choose them every week, they want to know why.
So, Jenny, I was just doing beginner's class. Now there's something going on in the corner over there. What's that?
That's an intermediate class. In fact, this started about 4 years ago, and they're doing a much more advanced level of the dancing. This particular group bonded really well, and I doubt whether they'll ever split up, because they really enjoy each other's company as well as coming to the dance classes.
Fabulous. So you might even end up going for a drink as well.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, and at Christmas going for something to eat.
Yes.
Great. So tell me about intermediate level. What dances? Tell me what dances actually. No, let's backtrack. What dances was I doing tonight?
Tonight you did the social foxtrot, which is a very simple version of what is known as the slow foxtrot. The slow foxtrot's what you see Fred Astaire doing. The social foxtrot is very much a slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, and just tapping.
I remember that.
Going from side to side and tapping your feet and doing a little twirl. It's great to start with, because it gets you moving. You understand, how to move your feet, how to move your body. It's also a great dance to do if you're going out to a social, because it's easy to remember, and we frequently use that when we're teaching our wedding couples, because they need something very simple.
Lovely.
And it's pretty, so it's a pretty dance. And the second dance that you did, and that was a ballroom dance, the second dance you did was cha-cha. And again,
it's a Latin dance.
It goes to a lot of different modern songs and old-fashioned songs. It's really quite amusing because what happens is my guys will come along and they'll start to play something which I was listening to when I was 3 years old, and they bring it out as if it was new, you know. But it's, you know, the music is really important.
Yeah,
you've
I
got
love
to
the
like
music,
the music.
You know? Yeah, really.
And they are particularly good at choosing it.
Yeah, yeah. And so what dance are they doing tonight now,
they're
the intermediate
also
level?
Doing foxtrot, but this is the slow foxtrot, which is far more complicated. You see, it's got a lot of waving and swaying and much more complex footwork. It is one of the most complicated dances in the set, but it's beautiful when it's performed properly.
Okay, so it looks like everyone's got a partner, but there's a man in there as well.
Yes, he's actually one of our male clients. We haven't got many male clients.
There's a male one in the last
class. You saw one in the last class as well. And we've got one that comes on Tuesday. We've got two more, actually, one that come on different days.
What happens on Tuesdays, then?
Tuesdays we have two intermediate classes. One sort of one is an intermediate that's done 3 years. The other one's done six.
Wow. So people stay with you, and they really are getting good.
They are, yes.
Now, where can they kind of... Once you've got this skill, and you've got, can they go... What can you do with it?
We do social dancing, yes. We run a fairly regular social dance ourselves.
What's a social dance?
It's where you... in our version of it, which again is very unusual, we'll get maybe 12 to 14 clients coming in, and we make sure we've got equal number of dance partners, so everybody gets to dance on the floor, and it's freestyle dancing to use what they've learnt in class. And the good thing is, because the partners all know the clients, they know what level to dance to, so they don't push them too far unless they want to be pushed, and if they do want to be pushed.
So you do get a chance to enjoy it as though you're at a real kind of ball or a party.
Yes. And the other thing that we do, other dance organisations do run their own social dances, and we quite often go to those and pay a set of partners to come with us so that we're not the wallflowers.
Now, I must say, I haven't asked you the prices, Jenny, but it does sound very expensive to me. I mean, tell me it isn't that much.
Well, I don't think it's expensive because a private lesson with some of the other companies that we know can run to £125 for a three quarters of an hour. With us, a private lesson is £89. What you just experienced is £66 for an hour and a half. So it's really good value, because if you compare it to a private lesson, which is only 1 hour with us, at £89, £66 for an hour and a half is
good
value.
So how would you pay?
Most of my clients put down the entire amount up front, but we do also let people pay in stages if they find it more convenient. Mm.
What happens if you, how many days notice if you're not well or you've got a prior engagement?
In order not to lose your money, we need 48 hours notice.
Okay,
because what we don't want to do is to hire a partner and then tell them they can't earn money for that day, because a lot of them rely on the income.
Yeah.
We also have a scheme that if people pay for the full term, which is 15 weeks, that will entitle them to one free of charge catch-up lesson in case they're ill during the term. Any other lesson they miss, they can make up into a private, they can convert to a private lesson if they want to by just paying the extra.
Fantastic. Now, let me introduce me to someone then who's been coming along for a while.
Hello. This is Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yes.
So how long have you been coming to Simply Dancing Parties?
2007
10
I started.
Years?
Yes. Yes, I was hooked immediately. Again, like Jenny, I tried a couple of other venues and just found hopeless. Old men, and the ratio was bad, women to men, so it wasn't good at all. Although it was cheap, maybe £10 for an hour.
So what level are you on after 10 years?
I've been doing my exams.
Exams?
Because it's nice to have something to show for it. If you've been dancing for 10 years and you've nothing to show for it, so... That enables you to win a medal and a certificate. Mm. So I go down to Southampton to take my exams.
So what are you up? What are you
I'm up to gold level now. Yes.
And what? In ballroom? Or?
Right, across the board, all eight dances. Because with bronze and silver, you have to master three dances of each. Three dances ballroom, three dances Latin American. But with gold, it steps up a notch, and you have to do four dances.
What do you personally get from dancing?
You just feel wonderful at the end of it, and it's lovely to, especially with the music. You know, it just gives you such a lift. You know, sometimes you don't feel like coming out in the winter when it's dark and raining, but by the end of the evening you feel just wonderful, you know. So
have you recommended Simply Dancing to any of your friends? Have they come along?
Again, it's difficult because they have partners who don't want to dance, and you know, they don't maybe live in central London, so it's not convenient. But I've made a circle of friends through the classes. As Jenny said, we do go out for end of term things, and then I enjoy the social dances as well, about every 4 months. So it's just lovely to have this room and be able to put into practice what you've been striving for, you know, all the term.
Lovely. Yes. Thanks so much. So good to talk to you.
Thank you.
To talk to Zoltan at all.
Had a really good time, yeah.
Yes, I hope you had fun. You did an amazing job. I know it's not easy from the beginning, but lesson by lesson, and it's always the first step that's the hardest.
Oh, you're so wonderful and so handsome.
Oh, come on. Thank you.
So, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. How do people contact you?
They can phone me, if you want my phone number.
Yes, please.
They can phone me on 077-68-760-388. They can go onto the website, which is simplydancingpartners.co.uk, and that's got my email address on
What's your email address? Give it all
it's
out.
Okay, it's Jenny at Simply Dancing
that's
Partners.
Jenny with an I.
And I spell Jenny with an I and no E.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming, Radio Gorgeous. And
thank you very much.
When are you next dancing?
Thursday, lovely. Argentine Tango.
And what level are you at, darling?
I'm advanced, of course. Oh. I've been doing this for 11 years.
So we've all got a chance then.
Oh, yes. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.